Dr. Sabirdarian Office Note on patient Spencer Hernandez-Chavez, date of birth 2/25/1983, date of service 4/21/2026, per paragraph. The patient is 43-year-old Hispanic gentleman who's presenting to my office to be established with me as his doctor, per paragraph. Past medical history is significant for chronic low back pain. Past surgical history includes back surgery in the past. Allergies, no drug allergies, pure paragraph. Social history, patient is married, 3 kids, no smoking, no alcohol use, no drug use. He works in construction. Family history, mother is healthy, father died. He doesn't know the reason for his death. Pure paragraph, review of system reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. He does have persistent hiccups and heart chronic abdominal pain. No heartburn reported. He does have epigastric pain after eating spicy food. Occasional night sweats reported, no weight loss, no diarrhea or constipation, no melena or blood in the stools. He reports self foaming in the urination. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization received 1 shot of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Pure paragraph, current medications, none. Assessment and plan, physical exam is vital signs as mentioned above, the TNT, pupil surgery, active palatal accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera. No cervical fadenopathy, no carotid debris bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, or mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, noted to paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated, no numbness, witness 2, no members heard, no friction, heard, no exactly to auscultation, no crackles or wounds, or abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly. No gary rebound or rigidity extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin muscle mesh, not a neuro exam, is non-focal. Investigations, none available, pure paragraph assessment and plan 1. History of back surgery in the past, currently he has no issues with his pain, with his back. Pure paragraph, we are going to run yearly workup for screening, and we'll see him back in around 2 weeks to discuss the results, and we'll go from there and report next.